Broadcast from the studios of Alive 90.5 and syndicated on The Wolf with Big Stu and MJ, this is Planet Country.
Hello and welcome to Australia's most popular country music radio program. It's Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ. I am the Audio DJ 4000, and on tonight's show we have special studio guest Cassidy Rangator dropping in, and the guys catch up with Melanie Dyer and Caitlin Chadbolt on the road with their combined tour. Let's get started with Drew Jacobs. This has got me like whoa.
She's got me like. The top down, and radio up. Your sweet kiss on my lips, my girl. Look at this love that we got shown. Just me and you rock and roll. Your skirt and your high heel shoes, like,
hey girl, what's your name?
Got me all messed up. Running red lights, your lips on mine. My girl, look at that smile that you got showing. The way that body's rolling. Like two kids, late night, your eyes, girl, they're fixed on mine. And your black dress, obsessed, your kiss, yeah, it's got me like.
Jacobs getting us underway with Got Me Like Woa.
Woa, Big Stew?
Woa? That's how it's spelled, W-O-A-H, Woa. Yeah, I think it's supposed to be whoa, you know, kind
Drew
of like
Jacobs
cool.
In from Michigan, the same state as Frankie Ballard.
Yeah, that's right. The opening line to his bio says, get this, like a pig in mud, some things just go together. And like that pig's love for the dirt, such is Drew Jacobs' love for country music, which seems a complicated way to say the dude loves country.
It does mention dirt, though. It's
that's
close
true.
Enough. It sounds like that song about Ned Flanders. What was the line? Hens love roosters, geese love ganders, everyone right. else loves Ned Flanders.
You got to sing it. Everyone else loves Ned Flanders. Yes, like a pig's love for dirt, so is Drew Jacobs' love for country. Everyone else loves, I don't know, Humpty Dumpty?
Let's move on, Big
Yeah,
Stu.
We'll do. Tonight we welcome Cassidy Rangator into the studio. Cassidy will be here a little later. We also catch up with Melanie Dyer and Caitlin Chadbolt fresh from their tour. See what I did there? Fresh from their tour. But right now, this is new music from the Ian Archibald Band right here on Planet Country.
G'day, this is Ian Archibald, and this is our latest single, Rearview Mirror, on Planet Country.
Yeah. as she rode into town for the long summer break. Spent every last dollar on a cabin by the lake. She needed time away from the grind, a little room to breathe. Yeah, the star she was selling, man, it could have been mine. We got lost in each other over cheap red and wine, and I still miss her tender kiss. We felt like autumn leaves. Were we meant to be? No, you can't move forward when you're looking back. When the wheels are spinning, but you ain't on the track. Yeah, the dust has to settle before it all gets clear. My rearview mirror. Back together on the hood of my car. Got to know each other better under the stars with the radio on, singing every dance song, waiting for the sun to rise. Well, we stood the days, the days in a minute, it went so fast. We were so good at it. The next thing we knew, time broke us in two. We had to say goodbye. But you ain't on the track. Yeah, the dust has to settle before it all gets clear. Yeah, she made me feel something. Yeah, she made me feel alive. She was worth fighting for. So I'm gonna try to get her back in my life, out of my rear view. So I'm gonna drive for as long as it takes. I have to know. I won't hit the brakes. Well, I guess you never know. Take a chance to win a heart again. I'm seeing things much clearer. Well, she made me feel something. Yeah, she made me feel alive. She was worth fighting for. So thank God I got her back in my life, out of my rearview mirror. Yeah, she's back in my life, out of my rearview mirror.
Archibald Band with Rearview Mirror right here on Planet Country, and the guys are launching their new album tomorrow in their hometown of Melbourne.
Yes, that's right, and it's something a little different. You can buy a ticket to see the live performance from a secret location in Melbourne. It's very intriguing, tomorrow night. But the show is also being broadcast on their Facebook page on Saturday night, as I understand it, which is quite a unique concept in Australia, and good luck to Ian and the guys. We can't wait to hear the rest of the new music.
It's social media, Big Stu. It's new.
That's
it's different.
It.
It's content, and I love content, so props to the guys for doing that. Speaking of new music, Matt Cornell has released the latest single from his My Soundtrack album. Let's check it out right now. It's Only Midnight. Not quite. We've still got about just a bit under 6 hours to go. It's Only Midnight on Planet Country.
Hey girl, where you going? Leaving way too soon. Sky's full of stars above us, and we still got half the moon. So watch your hurry, baby. It's only midnight. I've been watching you since you walked in, trying to find the words to say you took my breath away in a way you haven't heard. Well, I haven't found them yet. But it's only midnight. We got hours, we got minutes, we got time to find a kiss and get lost in it. Girl, it's better late than never.
it's never too late for tonight to get better. Your cup's still half full and the night just half gone. So slip that Cinderella slipper back on. It's only midnight. I wanna find out where you come from and where you wanna go. Baby, what's your sign, your favorite song? Where'd you get that rose? Tattoo on your shoulder. Maybe we can take it slow. It's only midnight. We got hours. We got minutes. We got time to find the keys and get lost in it. Girl, it's better late than ever. And it's never too late for tonight to get better. Your cup's still half full and the night just half gone. So slip that Cinderella slipper back on. It's only midnight.
Individually, they're two of the brightest stars in Australian country music, but put them together and you've got the hottest tour of 2017. Caitlin Shadbolt and Melanie Dyer join us on the line. Girls, welcome to Planet Country.
Hello.
Hey.
Before we talk about this amazing combined tour, we need to have a chat about two absolutely brilliant albums. Caitlin, yours was out first, so let's start with Songs on My Sleeve. You had a hand in writing every track on the album. Are the songs, a snapshot of your life over the past couple of years?
They are. Whether I like it or not, this album is a Dear Diary situation. And, because I think as a songwriter, you're always writing about things that you relate to or you feel passionate about. So, yeah, as a result, this song is just a reflection of my personality and my life from the past couple of years.
Now, you grew up in a rural town. Was the vision always to play country music?
Yeah, I guess naturally I just fell into the country music scene. I mean, I grew up listening to it, and I was very lucky. My high school had a country music school of excellence as an after-school program, so... I just found myself writing and performing country music.
My school did not have anything like that. How cool is that? That's a great idea.
That's awesome.
I know. Yep, Gympie. It's a great town.
Great town. With a great festival, of course. One of the things that we've been calling for a couple of years now in Australian country music are duets with artists from other genres. And you've delivered that with Reese Maston on the song Me Without You. How did that duet come about?
Yeah, well, I actually wrote this song in Nashville with Morgan Evans and Phil Barton. And, unfortunately, Morgan was unavailable to sing on the track. So I was sort of brainstorming other artists that I love. And, we sort of Reese. And we, so we give him a crack. And, he just smashed the song. And I think it suits him so well. So, I'm really lucky to have him on the track and the album.
Well, it's fantastic. And, of course, something I noticed was the single was selling well on iTunes. Then the album was released. And that song, the Reese Maston duet, started to sell. So obviously his fans were saying, hey, what's this about? And buying the song and wanting to know about the song. So that was a great thing for country music to reach out, having someone from another genre involved as well. So congratulations on that. Fantastic.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, thank you. And I think it's nice for people that aren't necessarily in the country scene to be listening to a country song like that.
It's 2 a.m. on a Friday. It's been 23 days since I kissed you. Gone should be out there with some friends at some bar somewhere moving on. I
should talk to some guy, let him buy me a drink, pull me out on the floor. Yeah, no, I shouldn't think about where you are or who you're with. I shouldn't be lost and alone like this. I can't wake up, can't close my eyes without you running through my mind. I can't go out, walk down the street, the empty space is killing me. I shouldn't.
On your lips, say you'll never kiss another. I make conversation, can't hear what they're saying. That smile that I'm faking ain't working at all. I can't wake up, can't close my eyes without you running through my mind. I can't go out, walk down the street, the empty space is killing me. I shouldn't call.
We're talking with Caitlin Shadbolt and Melanie Dyer, who are about to go on a combined tour, but I want to talk about Melanie's fresh album launch last week in Newtown. I have to say, we've been to plenty of album launches, MJ and I, we've emceed them as well. I don't think I've ever seen an artist have so much fun on what is essentially their biggest night. Melanie, you are positively beaming on stage. Tell us what it felt like to be up there launching that album.
Thanks. I was beaming. I actually finished the launch with really sore cheeks. My face was so sore from smiling all night. And, like, looking back on photos, I realized I was just smiling like a Cheshire cat. Like, it was the best night, and I'm so glad you guys could be there. And Kate was there as well. She jumped up for a song, and we launched my debut. Thank you. We launched my debut album, and it was everything I could have imagined and more. You know, I had my parents in the room and everyone who's had a part in making this album with me, from, you know, my label to just my Sydney friends and my hometown friends and all those people that have kept me going this whole time, you know, so it was a really special night.
You had your family in the audience from your hometown. That must have been a thrill.
It was. It was so nice. You know, they came a long way to see the show, and some of them I'm lucky enough to have living in Sydney now, so it's good to have that network of, you know, homegrown friends in the big city, because it's such a change from where I grew up in Mount Russell in Inverell. So, yeah, but it was good to have everyone there, you know, from all different kind of areas of my life, I guess.
Now, we can ask you the same question as Caitlin, because you wrote or co-wrote every track on the album. Are the songs a collection of your own experiences?
Yeah, they definitely are. I think, you know, every artist wants to be an honest, you know, you want to have an honest representation of yourself, especially on your album. And as a singer-songwriter, you know, every single song is about my life at present, I guess, from moving to the country, to the city. My music kind of transformed from this kind of country roots, energy to more of a pop-infused urban kind of country, and that's definitely influenced by my experiences in living here in Sydney. And, yeah, all the songs kind of tell, I guess, the stories of me, you know, growing and changing, not only as a musician, but as a person as well.
Well, we love the sound, by the way. Now, you mentioned Caitlin getting up on stage. We saw that. It was a Shania Twain classic. Can we expect to see more of those girl anthems in the tour, the Fresh Songs From Our Sleeve tour?
Yeah, we're definitely highlighting our original music. It's going to be at the front, you know, and centre of the show. The focus of the show is, you know, both of our albums that have just been released, and we're definitely passionate about songwriting. So, but we're going to get together and, you know, go, you know, next side by side and I guess take a look at people who have influenced us as well. And, you know, it's all about girl power. We're going to have so much fun.
Fantastic.
Combining you both into the one tour is such an amazing idea. How did that actually come about?
I wanted to do, you know, do shows in this area, and I've always wanted to do it with someone else, and you know, someone else that was sort of similar to me in the sense of, I guess you could say, being commercial country. So, you know, I thought Mel would be a great pick, and I think it's just going to be a whole lot of fun and a bit of chaos, and we might lead each other astray, but it'll be a good few gigs.
You don't want to go on a tour with someone that's boring or someone you're not friends with. So I think you made the right choice there.
That's right. Imagine that if you couldn't stand the person. That'd
that's
be terrible.
Right. And I think it's cool. You know, we've been friends, you know, for a couple of years now. So it'll be cool to jump on the road, with a good friend. And I think it'll be definitely a show not to be missed.
Well, Australian female country artists are so strong at the moment. There's just so much talent. Do you feel like, I mean, you may be friends, but do you feel like you're all competing against each other, you know, for that same spot almost?
I don't know how Mel feels, but I feel like we're all just in for the same ride. Mm. And, you know, the only way I think for us to all succeed is just to be happy and support each other and cheer each other on. Because, you know, I think if one of us has success, then it's a great path to be set, and it just makes the rest of us look good. So, you know,
absolutely.
We're all in this together for sure. And I think it's the way to survive in this industry as well, to keep, you know, friends close, and we can all learn and grow from each other's experiences and mistakes, you know. I'm sure we're all going to make them. So, you know, we may as well all do it together.
Well, we want to grow the market, so to speak. We want to grow the genre. So the more the merrier. Why do you think, though, there are so many great female artists coming through? MJ and I call it the Taylor Swift effect. Is it someone like Taylor or Shania before her taking music to a wider audience and girls growing up learning music saying, hey, I want to be like that? Does that have an effect, do you think?
Well, I think that, you know, there's always been strong female influences in country music, you know, whether it be Shania, Faith Hill, Carrie Underwood, you know, Taylor Swift, who crossed over to the pop world. But I mean, you know, for Kate and I, it's been something that's been in our blood forever. It's not, you know, something we woke up and said, oh, I'm going to be a country music singer today. You know, we're both country girls and we grew up on the farm. You know, she's from Gympie, I'm from Inverell, and you can't really get more country than that. But there's definitely some really great female role models in the industry at the moment that are definitely impacting the way, you know, we, I guess, what path we can take in getting our music across the line into the commercial world as well.
Now, when you were both on stage last week, Melanie said you were going to have so much fun together on the road. I want to know what you're going to get up to. Have you got anything planned?
Give us some specifics.
Yeah. What's booked in?
Well, I mean, I think it's one of those things that you'll just have to buy a ticket and come and see what unravels, because I would consider us both to be quite spontaneous people, so you just never know what's going to come next.
Speaking of the tour, here are some dates. Tomorrow night, it's Rudy Hill RSL in Sydney. We'll be there. Saturday, the 16th of September at Hardy's Bay Club. And then on Sunday, 17th of September at the Oaks Hotel in the Illawarra. Make sure you get along to one of these gigs. And, of course, you'll hear the respective singles, Bad from Caitlin Shadbolt and Save My Sense from Melanie Dyer on The Wolf. Girls, thanks so much for spending time with us on Planet Country. Good luck with the Fresh Songs From My Sleeve tour, and we'll see you tomorrow night at Rudy Hill RSL.
Thanks, guys. See you there.
Been too long since I let my hair down. Got my wild out. Let them know about. They won't know what's gonna hit them. Chairs be flipping. Record skipping. Ain't no fun and no work and no play. Let's get down and get a little dirty. Turn up!
Identity. It's so far from what you predicted. Why not with me? You'll be addicted. Turn up the trouble, raise up the level. Goodbye to good girl and hell on a rebel. Letting go of straight legs, wrecking up the whole place. Leave it all behind in the rubble. It's a turn up the trouble.
Yeah, Melanie Dyer with Turn Up the Trouble from her new fresh album, which of course was launched last week. And our thanks to both Mel and Caitlin Shadbolt for calling in from the road on their combined tour. A lot of fun that's going to be.
It is. That's an appropriate song though, because when those two tour together, there's going to be trouble.
There's going to be trouble. I think, yeah. Fun. They did say fun, but I think there's going to be a whole heap of trouble. Hey, our studio guest this week has arrived, and she's been scrambling all over Sydney today doing promo for her debut single and the EP to come. It's a big Planet Country welcome to Cassidy Rae Gaeter.
You didn't. Okay, so.
Oh, no.
Not only has Cassidy been going all over the city doing promo stuff, but we didn't know what time she was going to arrive.
No,
so
that's right.
We've got stuff out of order here, and Big Stu forgot to move our live
studio
audience
forward. Well, I moved it. It just
forward.
Didn't play in the right order.
Yeah, our live studio audience didn't play. Okay.
Can we get them all organised? Let's go again. Big Planet Country,
one,
welcome.
1, 2, 3.
I'm not sure what's worse, the fact that it's obviously fake applause or that it doesn't work when you want it to work.
Big Stu. But we do have Cassidy in the studio.
Yes,
and,
we do.
We're going to have some fun with her.
We do. I'm going to scramble to the right page. This is an absolute train wreck. We should also mention that we have had some technical issues on the syndication on The Wolf, apparently, earlier on during the
I
show.
Fixed it.
So Jay's been scrambling, soldering iron in hand under the desk. It's all sorted. Cassidy, thanks so much for coming in. I'm going to refocus now.
Thanks for having me.
All the way from Adelaide.
Yes.
So that's a long way. Tell us about your background, because although you were always a country fan, you spent some time in musical theatre. I mean, that would have been an interesting experience.
So actually, I lived in Sydney for 3 years studying music theatre. I've got a BA of music theatre. I did at the Australian Institute of Music. So yeah, I guess I felt that country music and music theatre goes a bit hand in hand, because country music, you're telling your own stories in your songwriting.
Yeah, storytelling.
And music theatre, I guess you're telling someone else's as someone else. And I like acting and dancing.
Playing a part.
Exactly. So it just came natural to go into that, I guess.
Now, the key is to combine the two. I can see a country music theatre spectacular coming.
Oh,
is this
that'd be amazing.
On the cards? That would be great. Now, like so many country artists, your dream, of course, was to get to Nashville. But is it true that in order to do that, you spent some time in California at a summer camp as a summer camp counselor? Did that happen?
So after high school, I took a gap year, and I always went to Camp America because I love kids and stuff like that. So I got placed in a camp in a little bit out of San Francisco, and I was teaching tennis and drama. Yeah, so I did that for 3 months, and then I thought, well, I've got this far, so I can get to Nashville.
Is summer camp exactly like it is in the movies?
Well, yeah, pretty much. I worked at a day camp, which is where basically it's like school for them. So they come at 9 a.m. and then they leave at 3 p.m. So I got to knock off in the afternoons and nights.
Because I was going to ask, was there a rival camp across the river that you had to beat, you know, in some crazy challenge in order to avoid the greedy developer demolishing your camp?
I wish. You know? Hey, the last week I got to do a sleepaway, which was a lot more like the Parent Trap and things like that. So that was pretty – we had like a lake and stuff like that. So that was really fun.
Was Zac Efron there by chance? You know, I can just see him in that kind of role.
I wish. That would have been amazing.
But, of course, that was the stepping stone then to move on to Nashville. So that must have been a thrill to be able to get to Music City.
It was amazing. It was the most amazing experience.
When you were there, you worked with Dan Hodges on your debut EP. What was that experience like?
Yeah, so I got in contact with Dan just through some contacts I had here just to do some writing because he is a publisher. Mm. So I thought, you know, if he can set up some rights just a few, that'd be amazing. And so obviously I did something right when I was there. And so he offered to, because he's a producer as well, he offered to produce my EP. So very, very grateful for that.
Wow. Of course, he worked with Victoria Avenue, local, well, we're a local band to us here, but
still mourning their breakup.
Disbanded, exactly. Now, that is fantastic. Now, you've brought along a guitar and a guitarist, which is always handy.
Yeah.
And we're going to go live on Facebook shortly, MJ, to hear the latest single from Cassidy.
No matter what your age, most of us play sport when we were young. And there was always one thing that made you want to disappear into the corner or even give up your chosen sport. And that was when somebody on the sideline hurled abuse at either you or a teammate or an official. These are things that make sports so painful for so many kids, and the time has come to stop it. I'm Usman Khawaja from the Australian cricket team. My message is a simple one. Let kids be kids. Let them enjoy their sport. Find out more at playbytherules.net.au.
Now back to your favourites.
Big Stu and MJ with Planet Country.
Colder outside, snowflakes piling up 3 feet high. But I don't need the heat, girl, I'm just fine. You take me to the middle of the summertime. Shaking off the wintertime blues, spending all my time just staring at you. You give me some shades and some flip-flops, cause your blue eyes are like an ocean view.
You take me there.
Right on the beach, sipping on the sunshine, standing on my feet. I'm playing with your fun hair. We don't gotta care. Baby, I'ma get over.
You take me there.
Not on the beach, working on my suntan, nowhere to be. A salty little sweet kiss. Don't get no better than this. Baby, I'ma get away.
Every day I'm punching that clock. I'm thinking I don't even need 2 weeks off. Baby, you're my señorita anywhere you are. Yeah, that's my favorite vacation spot. We'll be dancing like movie stars. Strum a little Marley on my cheap guitar. Or chilling with the breeze from the ceiling fan. When I'm with you, girl, it's never too far.
You take me there.
Not on the beach, sipping on sunshine, sand on my feet. I'm playing with your blonde hair. Yeah, we don't gotta care. Baby, I'm a getaway. Little sweet kiss, don't get no better than this. Baby, you're my getaway.
Baby, you're my getaway. When you say my name, I don't know how, but you just do. You take me to another place, far away. Every time that I'm with you. Yeah, baby, you're my getaway. When you say my name, I don't know how, but you just do. You take me to another place, far away. Every time that I'm with you. Out on the beach, sipping on sunshine, sand on my feet. Playing with your blonde hair, yeah, we don't gotta care. Baby, I'm a getaway.
With me now.
Little sweet kiss, don't get no better than this. Baby, I'ma get away.
Yeah, that's the Hunter Brothers from Canada with Getaway on Planet Country. Because, MJ, you've got some fast facts about the Hunter Brothers.
So here's some facts about the Hunter Brothers.
Yeah.
They really are brothers.
Okay. Well, that's not, I mean, you know, there's a lot of brothers bands in country, and it'll be two guys, brothers, they call themselves brothers.
Well, the Wolf Brothers are two brothers and a friend.
That's right. So, exactly. Sorry, Brody, so that's not, but, yeah. It's not rare. So what's so special about these guys?
Well, hang on, Big Stu, what is special about them? You've put me off.
Is there maybe more than two?
Close.
More than three?
Close.
More than four?
Closer.
Are you kidding me? Are there five?
There are five Hunter Brothers, Big Stu.
Okay, what are their names?
Luke Hunter, JJ Hunter, Ty Hunter, Brock Hunter, and Dusty Hunter.
I wish one of them was called Deer Hunter or something like that. That would have been fun.
We get it, Big Stu.
Brock Hunter, stop. Dusty Hunter. Is that, that's really their names?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So we've got Cassidy Ray in the studio. I'm going to ask her, are there any interesting facts about you that your fans may not know?
Do you have five brothers or sisters?
I'm one of eight.
There you go.
We spoke to... Sorry, Hunter Brothers, kicking you out.
Now, are the siblings, are they musical?
Not really, I think. Okay. Yeah. I mean, a few of my brothers can sing, but they won't admit it.
Shower. They sing in the shower.
Yeah.
That's perfect for Snapchat or something. You just go in and be like, you know, got your singing and...
Yeah, I've definitely done that.
Fantastic. All right, well, stick around on Planet Country. We are going to go live shortly and hear Cassidy play for us. Before we do that, we did have Mel and Kate earlier, and you talked about being trouble. They had a bit of trouble recording some promos for us. Check it out. La, da, da, da.
Hey, I'm Melanie Dyer, and I'm headed on tour with Caitlin Shadbolt. So Okay, hang on. What did I say? For the fresh from our sleeve shot. Why did we write from our sleeve? All right, I'll give it a go. Hey, I'm Melanie Dyer, and I'm headed on tour with Caitlin Shadbolt. Come see a show soon on the fresh from our sleeve tour. You said that love ain't gonna cost a thing, but I sent my heart broke on you. Hey guys, it's Caitlin Shadbolt here. I'm hitting the road with my good friend Melanie Dyer. Come check out a shoot. A shoot. Oh my god. Hey guys, it's Caitlin Shadbolt. Sorry, go again. Hey guys, it's Caitlin Shadbolt here. I'm hitting the road with my good friend Melanie Dyer. Make sure you come and check out a show, Fresh Mouth Leaf Tour.
Hey Gary, what time you call this?
Yeah, the traffic was really bad.
Oh, there's Steve-o. G'day, Steve.
Morning.
How's your weekend?
Same old, same old.
What'd you get up to?
Not much.
Are you okay, mate?
Looking out for one another is something we all need to do. So if a mate's struggling, ask, are you okay? Listen, encourage action, and check in again soon. Those four steps could change their life. Find out more at ruok.org.au.
Now on Planet Country, it's time to check the weather around the nation.
How's the weather today? Is it sunny?
It's gonna be a long, hot summer.
Is it raining?
It's raining on Sunday.
Is it cloudy?
Storming like crazy.
Is it snowy?
It's a shame about the weather.
MJ, what can listeners expect around the country tomorrow?
I'm going to kick off with Brisbane, sunny and 24. Now, Sydney, we've got a special guest from Adelaide into the city.
Mm.
So I've got to hopefully
talk
the city's...
Sydney.
Yeah, all right, Sydney, come on. Sunny and 22. Oh, this is good. This is good, all right?
Mm.
No mention of strong winds like today.
Yeah, which we've had yesterday.
So maybe they've gone home, and hopefully Cassidy's not gone home too soon, and she can enjoy the fine weather of our great city while it's still here.
Good.
Yeah.
Next.
Canberra, cloudy and 14. Yeah, it's not that good. Melbourne showers increasing later in the day with 17. Hobart, a shower or two with 15. Adelaide, hang on. So Sydney's going towards summer. Brisbane's going towards summer, but everyone else is still playing catch-up.
Well, what about hometown for Cassidy, Adelaide?
Adelaide, where our studio guest is from, comes in with showers and 17. So just maybe stay a bit
good
longer.
Good day to stay here, I think, tomorrow. I think that's
so
good. Yeah. And what about Perth?
Perth, can't forget them, partly cloudy with 27. Okay, so they're leading the way for summer.
They are, and of course, Music City, everyone's interested.
Nashville season 5 is over.
It is, in fact.
Oh, and you want the weather. Okay.
Yeah.
Avery will come back to Juliet. Scarlett will move out of Gunner's place. Zach is lonely. And Deacon looks old when he wears those little reading glasses.
Yeah, he does. Okay. Great synopsis of the TV show, which has finally finished on Foxtel a month after, of course, it finished in the US. But what is the weather going to be?
Oh, okay. Well, cloudy in 62, which for those listeners lining up for the iPhone X is 17 degrees Celsius. Welcome to 2017. Android has been expecting you.
Yes. And I think it's 10. They're calling it 10, but they're doing it with an X.
I don't care, Big Stu. Come on!
What's up, y'all? I'm Chase Rice.
Hey, this is Jodie Durain.
Hey, guys, it's Teclyn Shadbolt.
Hey, I'm Melanie Dyer.
You're listening to...
Why don't you say you're listening to Planet Country, and I'll say with Big Stu and MJ.
Good. Okay, all right. Yep.
You're listening to Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ.
Now on Planet Country, what's trending on social media? Hashtag lame theme.
I'm sitting in the movies and I'm looking at my phone. I need to check my Facebook while the ads are shown. Looking at my phone.
Now here's the only host on this show with a clue about social media, MJ.
Big Stu, why don't you have any clues on social media?
Why don't I? Because
I'm old.
Yeah, because
right now I'm trying to do my segment, my usually uninterrupted segment, while typing on my phone to go live on Facebook because...
Yes, the whole thing's jumbled tonight, but we do have our studio guest, so I should maybe talk about social with our studio guest. How important is social media to a young, aspiring artist on the rise?
I think it definitely plays a big, important role. Mm. I mean, it's where the fans can connect you straight away and that sort of thing. And, yeah, I definitely think it's important, but you should not get that caught up in it.
Ah, there's a warning, MJ. Do you agree with that? He's not even listening. So he's typing.
He's caught up in social media.
I love my social media.
That's exactly right. But you're right. It is an opportunity to communicate and also get the feedback from the fans, which is good as well. Because
what emoji should I use?
I don't know. Just we need to hurry because we're running out of time. But while you're getting that organized and we're about to go live, I can tell you that lots of album and single releases are happening at the moment. And, of course, social media is where it's all going down. We mentioned Ian Archibald Band earlier in their Facebook broadcast of their album launch on Saturday night. Josh Setterfield is launching his brand new single next week, and the video will be posted on his social pages Tuesday night. But before the video is released, The Wolf will be exclusively debuting the song to radio on Monday morning. Here's Josh to tell us all about it.
Hey everyone, this is Josh Setterfield, and I'm excited to announce that my new single, Feelin' Love, is being launched on The Wolf on Monday, 18th of September from 10 a.m. And I'll be catching up with Big Stu and MJ on next week's Planet Country. But for now, here's a taste of the new song.
Yes, how good does that new song sound? We've heard the whole song, and it's an absolute killer track, so make sure you listen to The Wolf on Monday to hear the debut, and then we'll be talking to Josh on next week's Planet Country as well. MJ, we are going live on Facebook. The technical gremlins are continuing, but we're just getting it lined up, so there's my hand. If you are on Facebook, check it out. Cassidy Raygator is in the house. We're going to hear a song now. Tell us quickly about the single.
So the single's called Putting on a Show, and I think it's just a bit about in this day and age we take social media a little bit too far.
We were just talking about social media, weren't we? So don't place too much importance upon it.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely important when it should be, but we shouldn't get caught up in it and kind of just live our lives as we can, you know, and enjoy it.
Live them offline, kind of. All right, well, let's get straight into it. Cassidy Raygator, this is the Planet Country Song of the Week.
Expansion to a big mansion ain't what you need, or a fancy ass bar, just hop in your car, go to Dino's down the street. Better not to have fame when they know your name in your little hometown. You get the spotlight on you, they might disown you around there anyhow. So don't you envy, don't you boast, we're all sailing in the same old boat. All the pics were taken of a life we're faking, just putting on a show. So don't compare what you've got or forget your mama's advice. Won't everything pretty is a real kind of pity if it ruins your life. A new sports car won't take you too far if you're riding all alone. 'Cause who's going with you makes all the difference if your tire gets blown. So find some friends you like in real life, not on the world wide. Wasted time, just keep on trucking. No more butting into someone else's eye. So don't you envy, don't you boast. We're all sailing in the same old boat. All the pics we're taking of a life are faking, just putting on a show. So don't compare what you've got or forget your mama's advice. Won't everything pretty is a real kind of pity if it ruins your life. Don't you envy, don't you boast. We're all sailing in the same old boat. All the pics we're taking of a life we're faking, just putting on a show. So don't compare what you've got or forget your mama's advice. Won't everything pretty is a real kind of pity if it ruins your life. Don't compare what you've got or forget your mama's advice. Won't everything pretty is a real kind of pity if it ruins your life. Won't everything pretty is a real kind of pity if it ruins your life.
Our live studio crowd absolutely enjoyed it. And MJ, we are live on Facebook, of course, as well. MJ is suffering with the flu and he cannot talk.
I've got like a really bad sore throat. And I don't know how I've got through this far without coughing, but I'm holding my back right now.
Okay. Well,
and it's just, I'm struggling.
I'll do the talking. Talk to us about when you wrote that song, because often artists, particularly with a debut, say, debut EP or album, they say, oh, that's a song I wrote 4 years ago or something. Was that a song that's been around for a while in your mind?
So I actually didn't write this one. Okay. Yeah, it's one of the only, so there's six on the EP and two of them I didn't write. So it was one of them. And so choosing it to be the lead single, a part of me was like, should I? I didn't write it, you know? but I felt like if I hadn't, because I didn't, I would have written something to say the same thing. Gifted this by two very, very talented songwriters in Nashville from Dan Hodges, and I just thought it said everything that I wanted to say.
Yeah, it's the message you wanted to get out there.
Yeah,
as the
but I've had it for a while. So I've had it for a while, sitting on it, not knowing exactly what I wanted to do with it. But yeah.
What about the art of songwriting? Is there a particular process you follow, or does it change depending on your mood or where you are at the time?
Yeah, something I do all the time, and I think a lot of songwriters do, is in my phone, actually, I keep a little like notes thing. And so if something sparks interest or something like that, I'll write it down. Someone says something to me, I'm like, oh my God, that would make a great song or whatever. I'll write that down. And then when I get into a room, you have a bunch of ideas and see if the other writers kind of like that idea. And that sort of thing. Yeah, definitely. Writing by myself, yeah, I think inspiration has to strike me. I'm not very good at being like, I have to write a song now. But yeah.
I have to, because that would be hard, that whole Nashville idea of being, say, a professional songwriter and sitting down from 9 to 5 and churning out songs. I think that would be very difficult.
Definitely. And so that's why whenever I go into a room, a writer's room or that sort of stuff, I have all my ideas already.
Ready to go.
It makes you wonder, do the writers have a cheat sheet somewhere? Like, it's like, okay, this rhymes with this and this rhymes with this. They just pull it out like,
well, B rhymes for sure. Like if you're stuck on something, you'll just be like, well, it's a B, slight rhyme to this. It'll work.
But I guess the professional writers are probably, you know, they're in the shower getting ideas as well, jotting them down for the next day.
Definitely.
At work.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. Tell us about Nashville. When you made it to Nashville, what was the place like for you? Was it just that creative vibe that everyone talks about?
Oh, yeah. Like, it was life-changing, and I don't use that lightly. Like, it definitely was. Just to be surrounded by like-minded people and everyone wanting the same goal, but everyone's really supportive of everyone, which I found, coming from theatre, which can be a little bit cutthroat.
Theatre's not sort of catty like that, is it, at all?
Yeah, you know, and that's a big reason that I did leave it. It was weighing down on me a lot, that sort of thing. And so when I walked into Nashville, and everyone wants the same thing, you know, they want to be successful, whether it is writers, an artist and that sort of stuff, but everyone is willing to help. And the amount of friends that I've made is incredible. Yeah.
That is fantastic. Now, we've got a special treat because the EP is out in October. We've actually got it, and we're going to play a song from it. Just quickly, tell us about All the Feels, because I love this song.
Ah, yeah, All the Feels. I wrote, yay, woo, with two of my best friends in Nashville, John Miller and Hannah Mae Allison. We've written a bunch together. But this one came from just I'd written something down. And I think the saying All the Feels is used very, very often in our generation.
I just noticed, can I just point this out? You'll notice it on Facebook Live. When she said our generation, the eyes looked at MJ, not at Big Stu. So.
Well, I totally get what she's saying.
That's right.
All the feels.
Yeah, all the feels. So we wanted to write something with all the feels, and this was one of those songs that just half an hour, hello, there you go.
Would you say totes all the feels?
I say maybe all, like, in the song, I say all for real.
All right.
All for real, yeah.
Okay, well, let's get on to the song now. Cassidy Rae Gaeta, thanks so much for coming in from Adelaide. We're sorry about all the technical issues plagued us, but we thank you so much for coming in and spending time on Planet Country. Good luck with the EP, and here's All the Feels right here now on Planet Country.
Gets me going, something about you drives me wild. Nothing I can do to control it. You get me every time, every time. My heart skips, skips, skips a beat. Chills up and down all over me. Tongue tied, I can't speak. Need air, I can't breathe. And all these butterflies floating around stir me up inside.
Giving me